Hello everybody. Quite a few of our forum members have requested that we show an example or set up a little tutorial file here on how to set up the structure of a full flash website, because all of the files that you can download free at our site, you know, it's all kind of cool menus and multimedia players and things of that nature. There's no tutorial yet of how to put all those things into a whole site and make it all tie together with a button menu and everything. So that's what we're going to do, and there might be two parts to this because it might take a little while. But the first thing we'll do is, you'll see I started a new file here, and here's my layer one or my scene one. So I just started, and I set it to 500 by 400 just to keep it in to where I can lay it in the demo section at DevelopPHP, and I set my frame rate to 20. And I put a black background, and that's where I'm at. So what I'm going to do is, I downloaded the AS3 preloader from DevelopPHP, and I'm going to take these frames here. I'm going to copy them right, all of those except file content. So I take, highlight all the frames by dragging, highlight all the frames except for the file content layer, and then I'm going to right click those selected frames and copy frames. Then you go into your new file and you make enough layers to where they'll all fit in there, and you highlight enough to where you can paste them in, and you say paste frames in the right click this time, and there they are. So you have all the frames, and now you have layer one sitting here on the bottom, and let's just call that content now. You can double click it and rename it content, and that's where the site content will go. Then you highlight these four layers here to remove the keyframe or the frame two on them. So you remove all the frames, that way these four layers only have one keyframe and they're empty on frame two, because on frame 2 we're going to make a keyframe now by pressing F6, make a keyframe on the content layer frame 2. And now we have a preloader all set up and ready to go. Now all we do is just put in a movie clip, which will be our whole site. And I'm going to make a background, and I'm going to make it a little rounded, give it an edge of gray and a back of darker gray. Let's make it 1.5 on the edge so it smooths, and let's bring this down a little. And it's going to be like a mini site. Your site would obviously be much bigger. You can make it up to 1,000 wide nowadays and feel pretty secure about most people being able to see it real well. But if you want to stay real safe, 768 wide is the yeah, there's still a lot of people on small monitors and such. Okay, so now what we want to do, now we have that in there, we're going to select it, right-click it, and convert to symbol. This is going to be a movie clip and call it entire site. It's a movie clip registration, top left. Press OK, and now double-click, and now structure out your pages. So what we'll do here is we'll make a new layer, and we're going to call it menu, button menu. And what we'll do is we'll go and we'll get the button menu. Hey, let's just go ahead and call this one background, and go to developphp.com and download the animated buttons menu here, and then you can go ahead and grab all these buttons. I'm just going to highlight these two frames, and I'm going to copy frames. Then I'm going to go into my my site, my new site here, and I'm going to go to insert, new symbol, movie clip, and I'm going to call it my menu. Press OK. And now here you are inside your new movie clip that's not on the stage yet. This is going to be compiled into the library when we're done. So we add a new layer, and now we paste those frames that we copied. Paste frames, and there's the buttons. We don't need these words here. Get rid of that. We don't need that either. And we don't need the background. All we need are the buttons. So what you can do is go back to scene one. You go back into your movie clip, and on the your content movie clip, and on your button menu, you just drag out from the library, open up your library, and you drag out that new My Menu movie clip that you just made, and voila. Okay, now we have a menu for our website. So you see how I'm doing this? This is in its movie clip all of its own, and what this will do is, inside the movie clip is where the buttons are coded, right there. And these buttons will control the pages. The pages I'm going to go ahead and set up here in a second. But let's go ahead and put another layer. Call it pages. Okay, this is where we'll end right here. And I'm going to continue in a part two. Bye-bye. So look for part two on right under this one on the page at Develop PHP, and you can keep walking through this with me. Okay.